AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An Austin, Texas jury awards the parents of a six-year-old killed in the Sandy Hook school massacre $45.2 million in punitive damages from InfoWars host Alex Jones. Total amount of damages to the parents, $49.3 million.
Question number one, $4,200,000. Question number two, $20,500,000. Question number three, $20,500,000.
Jones, for years, falsely claimed the shooting in which 20 children and six adults were killed, a hoax. Two more juries, two more suits will also decide damages against Jones. 10 people, seven adults, three children, all from one extended family, are dead in a house fire early this morning in northeastern Pennsylvania. Volunteer firefighter Harold Baker tells WNEP-TV his relatives were in the house, but he couldn't do anything to save them.
Couldn't get in there to save them. That's my biggest thing that's been on me. I couldn't get in there to save them.
Baker, who was relieved of his firefighting duties because of his relationship to the victims, said 14 people were in the home. One of them was out delivering newspapers. Three others escaped. The July jobs report.
528,000 jobs.
President Biden this afternoon.
We also matched the lowest unemployment rate in America in the last 50 years. 3.5%. Yes. 3.5%.
Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says the higher than expected job growth is a clear sign.
The recession clock hasn't started ticking yet, but we do see weakening ahead, particularly as the Fed still has a lot of work to do in tamping down inflation. So we saw that even in today's report with the average hourly earnings numbers coming in much stronger than expected.
This is AP News. Police say a man who ran his SUV into a Gallup, New Mexico parade last night was drunk.
New Mexico officials say a man that barreled an SUV through a parade that celebrates Native American culture was drunk. At least 15 people were injured, including two police officers. State police say they have no reason to suspect that the crime was motivated by hate. The incident stoked fear in the crowd of thousands who had lined the parade route in front of businesses selling Native American jewelry, arts, and crafts. Police arrested 33-year-old Jeff Irving and said his blood alcohol content was three times the state's legal limit for driving. The injured suffered mostly minor injuries and no one was killed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Federal prosecutors call for an 8-year prison sentence for former Rocky Mount, Virginia Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson, found guilty of storming the Capitol January 6, 2021. Robertson used his law enforcement training to block police trying to protect the Capitol. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.